sixth parak of Nazir Mishnetes. He would cook the shlamim, or cook it very much. A kohen noitel as zeroya b'shelim in ayom. A kohen takes cooked front leg from the ram that was shechted. In other words, the shlamim was fed to the baila, the owner. There's one part of that shlamim, the leg, which belonged to the kohen. So there's a chiddush that it was permitted to cook it all together, because some of the flavor from the kohen's meat, which is also for Israel to eat, was cooking together with the kosher, with Israel's meat. So from here, the Gemara says we learn out the shear that you have to have 60 times the non-kosher meat and the kosher meat. In my opinion, it says 100 times. Learning that from here, that there was something of 60 times more kosher meat than this Kohanic meat. Chalas matzah achas menasal. They would take one bread from the basket, rokik matzah echad, and another wafer. It's a different type of mincha from that basket. The noitzin al kapi's nozer. You put them on the hands of the nozer menifa, and they wave them all together. So basically, he's taking this leg of the animal and these two loaves of bread, which are all the things that go to the kohen, and he put them on the nozer and he'd wave them all together. The kohen would pick them up and down, back and forth. From that point on, after they did these shefta kabbalas and do the tenufa, while he's holding the two breads and the zerah b'shela, this piece of meat, then it becomes finished with his naziris, and he can drink wine and become tummy. Shem is more lenient. He says you don't have to wait till he does his whole procedure. It's enough that you shechted one of the korbanos, and then from that point on already, he is permitted to drink wine and be metamel mesim, and that is the halacha. Thank you very much.